Om Shanti. Good morning. Madhuban is like a greenhouse, a hothouse where little plants can grow. But then there comes a moment when the little plant has to be transplanted in a garden outside. And the plant has to be very strong to be able to manage. And so this is the time to just check and see, have I taken all that I need from the one above? Have I filled myself with all the different aspects of the positive qualities that God wants me to have? And as a result of that, no matter what's coming to me from outside, my response will always be based on my connection. One practice that I hope you've cultivated here, you will continue to practice that out there, is to be here. Each morning, seeing yourself as that shining bright light that's able to guide you. People used to ask Dadi a question, how can we love ourselves? Because Dadi often used to say that when she'd look at the mirror in the morning, she'd remind herself, I love you. And yes, I love God. But the starting point is to be able to love myself also. And if I can love myself, then I can also ensure that the connections I have with others are also filled with that spirituality and God's love. Not just my love, but God's love. And that will always keep me safe. My love can bring about attachments and complications, but God's love will always be pure and powerful and keep me safe, but also whoever it is I share it with, it'll keep them safe too. And if I can keep this awareness of who I am, then when I step out of my room and see whether it's my family, whether it's colleagues, or just the people on the road, I have to remember to see them here. Not here, not here, not here, but just here. And it's just a question of practice. When a child is born, the child doesn't know his name, doesn't know his gender, doesn't know anything, but he's repeatedly told, you're a boy, you're a boy, you're a boy, you're a girl, a girl. And so it gradually begins to penetrate. And the child is also repeatedly told, this is your name, this is your name. He's called by that name. And he begins to respond to that. And so Baba's calling us and reminding us, you're my child, you're my child. For the child is the soul. This had different parents. For the parent of the child, this child is God. And so can I keep reminding myself? People always talk about the inner work. And that inner work is not hard work with a spade. The inner work is a question of attention. What is it that I'm focused on? What am I giving my attention to? And if I'm focused here, I'm giving my attention to what's here, then I'll keep moving forward and upwards. One of the things to do through the day is to take the pause. Through whole day here, you've been having traffic control. Starting the day, the time for silence, myself, of course that's the foundation. But then it's through the day that we get distracted. And so a minute or two, when you take some water, as you hydrate the body, hydrate the mind. And just keep reminding yourself, who am I? Who do I belong to? And then automatically, the third Om Shanti, the first Om Shanti, who am I? The second Om Shanti, who do I belong to? And the third Om Shanti, what must I do now? Then that will automatically come in and you'll be guided to do the right thing. And if each time, every hour, you remind yourself of this, then it's not just that moment of stillness and silence and filling, but it's actually emerging your own goodness and your own natural qualities of the soul. Then, through the day, you're working with these qualities. You keep coming back in and then expressing those qualities out there. And if I can keep doing this, my own self-esteem continues to rise. Because then my behavior is connected with my core values, the original qualities of the soul. Sometimes people think that we all have different core values. That's a secondary thing, but the primary core values of all souls are the same. Peace and love and truth and purity and joy. These are my core values. And one of the reasons why we go through the ups and downs of inferiority and superiority is because we haven't stayed in touch with our core values. And so whatever others see or don't see is out there. But I know myself to what extent I am following the core values which I know are mine originally. And when I see that my core values are very different to my behavior because of all the external influences, my own self-esteem begins to drop. And when that begins to drop, then another thing kicks in. All sorts of external behaviors that I think are going to make me happy. Whether it's eating something, drinking something, taking in something, shopping, whatever it may be. But I keep trying to satisfy myself. And it works for very, very momentary time. It comes and very quickly gone. But if I keep going inwards and keep checking and keep emerging, then those qualities dictate whatever it is I'm doing. And when these both get aligned together, my inner qualities and my outer behavior, the value I have for myself rises, and so my self-esteem rises. But it means that it reaches a stable state in which I'm not seeking anything from out there. Otherwise, we need somebody else to validate whatever we are doing. Sometimes we need people to give us respect. Sometimes we demand respect. And when we're not getting it, and especially if I've demanded it and it's still not coming, then the soul begins to fluctuate. All sorts of other feelings and negativity comes in. But to stay connected with myself and my own inner dignity means I'm developing stability so that the storms and the wind outside doesn't affect me. I can maintain my own dignity no matter what's going on. And I'm not seeking anything from others. If I've charged myself with that connection in the early morning, then I feel full and content. And maybe even a step beyond that, I feel able to give to others without counting. Well, I was kind to them 3 times and I didn't get any response that was positive. And so that's why I don't want to stay connected with them anymore. I'm fortunate because I know how to fill myself. And maybe they know, maybe they don't know. And especially, even if they do know, but maybe they're not practicing for whatever reason, let me continue to be kind so that my pattern of behavior, my sanskar, becomes deeper and deeper in terms of kindness, in terms of compassion, in being able to give. There was a situation where a young sister was interacting with another person, and by chance Daddy was in another part of the room, a big room, a big dining room, and so Daddy was here and the person was there interacting. And afterwards, Daddy said to the young sister, "You know, you didn't behave very respectfully for that individual." And the person replied, "Daddy, I don't see anything to respect them for." And Daddy said, "Well, you have to get to know them better and see why Baba respects them, I respect them. But even before that happens, what do you want for yourself? What do you want to be? If you want to be one who's filled with divine qualities, then you have to nurture those qualities within yourself. Then each time you're giving respect, you're nurturing that quality of respect in yourself and also the quality of giving. And so it doesn't matter whether you see their qualities or even don't see their qualities. If you want to move further, you have to learn to give respect to everyone. And so can I be aware of what my goal is? What is the direction I'm going in? What is the destination I would like to reach?" And so there's a lot of things to remind the self of each morning. Who am I? Who do I belong to? What do I need to do? But also, what is my goal? Do I want to fill myself again with those original qualities? Or am I content just to carry on sometimes here, sometimes there? It's not very satisfactory for the soul to do that, because then I'm going through ups and downs and ups and downs, and it's not taking me to my destination. But if I keep checking, am I moving forward? Am I moving forward? two other things that are very, very valuable. Not just the morning hours and the attention through the day, but also the evening meditation, but also my meditation at night before I retire. And in the meditation at night, think about doing an audit for the self. Some people do physical audits of their budget and expenditure every week. Some do it every month. Some don't bother and they get into trouble. And some actually do have a list of things they check every night. But now I'm not talking about the physical budget. I'm talking about the inner audit. First question to ask myself: what did I do that was good? And to be aware of it, but to also remember that it was the power of the One Above who gave me the capacity to do good. Then I'll make sure that there's no ego coming in, oh, I've done this, I've done this. But really just to be aware that it's that power that's moving us in the right direction. And then to have gratitude for that, to thank God for that. I want to take up gratitude in just a moment. But the second question to ask myself: what is it that I could have done differently? Just cast your mind over all the interactions of the day and it'll come to your attention. I was impatient. I lacked tolerance. And maybe next time I'm connecting with that individual, especially, generally yes, but different people trigger our points in different ways. And so usually there are one or two people who are there to test us. And so they always seem to push the button that creates my impatience or my intolerance. So to be aware of that, and to have extra attention, especially when I'm with that individual, knowing that there's a big possibility that it might happen again. So the night checking, could I have done something differently? And the third question: what did I learn today? Every day comes to teach us different things. Maybe we call them tests. Maybe we think it's an exam. But it's also an opportunity to learn. And so changing my frame and thinking about it in a different way: what did I learn from whatever it is that's happened? You can see how in a short space of time it's possible to have big transformation. And especially when you go back home and you meet the people you're generally connected with, they'll ask you, where did you go? What did you do? But they should see from your face, from your smile, from your vibrations, that wherever you went, whatever you did was good for you. And you've come back a happier person, a more peaceful person. You've come back stronger and internally healthier. And they should say, well, can I go with you there next time? And you can say, Well, you don't have to go all the way to India. You can actually find it nearby. I think most of you are connected with some center or another, which is your local center. And so to bring others closer to God, closer to their own path of spirituality, brings blessings also. There's an exercise I did for about 8-9 months some years ago, and it was very, very beneficial for me. Some of you might be aware of it already and might have done it in the past, but it's good to do it again, even if you've done it in the past. Today, tomorrow, you'll be traveling, but keep a notepad and pen ready with you. And the first step of the exercise is, what is it that I'm grateful for? 100 points of gratitude. And it starts right from your earliest recollection, when you were little, whatever that might be. It doesn't take long to write 60, 70 points. Then you have to think a bit more about the next 30 points. But it's easily done. 100 points of gratitude. Really, each one of us has so much to be grateful for. And just taking your mind through that makes you appreciate your life, the people who've been in your life, and God, and your own fortune. When you've done that exercise, it shouldn't take more than 2 days. If it's taking you more than 2 days, then it's because you haven't spent enough time just simply appreciating what it is you have. Usually it can be done in a day, but max 2 days. Next step. That evening, that night, when you've completed that exercise, 10 points of what it is you're grateful for that happened that day. Next morning, 10 points, different, not the same. What is it that I'm grateful for? Nothing's happened as yet, so it's not connected with an incident as such, but just to again make yourself aware. Let's stop for a few minutes for traffic control, and I'll continue. So, next morning, it's usually the things that you're surrounded by, what nature has given you, what your life is about, but those 10 points. And again at night, 10 different points. Again the next morning, 10 different points. And you'll be amazed to see how much we have in our lives to be grateful for, but so often we just take it for granted. And so the soul is not fully content. It's wanting more, more, more. But just making me realize what I already have brings a different feeling, and that state of contentment and fullness. And it's so important to keep that inner state full. Because if you're not content, then it creates many challenges in our behavior with others. But if I'm coming from a space of contentment, there's a very different energy. And every connection is not a demand for something from the other, but it turns around and it becomes an opportunity to be able to give something to another. Whether it's just a sweet smile, whether it's a kind word, whether it's even just a glance. Every soul wants to be recognized. Every soul wants to be heard. And if two come together with that same desire, you can see that the rope is going to be pulled in two different directions. I want, you want, and at some point the rope is going to be filled with tension or even break. Unfulfilled expectations are a big factor in relationships. But it's happening because both come with that intention of wanting. So even if one comes into that connection with a sense of fullness and contentment, then it's a very different equation, a different formula. And what I'm giving is not from myself, but I'm able to take and give. At one point, Daddy said, I'm very miserly. And we were all very shocked because Daddy's generosity was huge, internally and externally. You would say, oh, Daddy, I like this. And she'd pick it up and give it to you. And the sisters who were looking after Daddy would say, Daddy, what are you doing? And she said, well, that one appreciates it. And so it's good. And so she would continually be giving, giving, giving. Sometimes she'd give the toli, then she'd give the blessing, then she'd give a gift, and then she'd say, what about this thing or that thing? And the sister would have to run to get that. She'd make me run in my younger days, 4 times, 5 times, because she was always thinking of giving, giving, giving. And whether it was her time, whether it was her food time, her rest time, didn't matter. If somebody needs her, she's there to give. And so when she said, I'm miserly, we were very surprised. What does she mean? And then she said, I'm very careful with my own energy. I draw from above, and I want to fill myself. But also, when it's somebody else I have to give, then I take and I allow that to be given to the other, so that it's not me that's giving, it's come from above. And so I don't expend my own energy, whether it's the energy of love, whether it's the energy of happiness, whether it's the energy of understanding, of wisdom, of truth. I connect and I give. It means that I never run out. During COVID times, we were very aware of the need for compassion. And so there was a lot of giving that happened. But after the first year, by the time it was the second year, people who were in the front line in many countries, the doctors, the nurses and so on, they were exhausted and they couldn't give anymore. And so then we started talking about compassion deficit, that there's a lack of it. And it wasn't their fault. They had given everything that they'd had. But this is why what we need to do is to stay connected, so that I'm able to be a channel and it's coming from above and not from me personally. I'm an instrument, and so I have to keep that channel very clean and very clear, but it's coming from up above and I'm just giving through whatever is coming. And so I don't have to worry about how much I have, how much can I give. No, it's coming from the unlimited source. Can you imagine every day being able to give 18 hours, sometimes 20 hours, for years and years and years, decades on end? That's what we saw in Bali. Literally, just able to give. I saw her from when I was 8 years old, and she was giving, giving, until I was 70-something. And through all that time, it was just giving, giving. And the time she needed for herself, for silence, she would take that time. It would come in the form of illness sometimes. And she'd say, I don't need anything. I just need to be left alone in silence. So we'd keep water beside her, and that's it. And 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, sometimes it would go by just in that. So when she knew that she needed, she would take that time. But otherwise, on a regular basis, it was early morning is a time for recharging. Not just actually the silence, but also the spiritual study. You've all been coming for morning sessions, and you know how valuable that is. Getting my mind clean and clear, and the compass straight, so that I know where I'm going, I know what I need to do. And then through the day, it's much, much easier. So, you've had all this experience here, and now, out there, the wind is a little bit strong, a little bit cold. In the greenhouse, you've been protected and sheltered. But out there, there'll be, maybe, very quickly, cold wind. You go to the airport desk, and the assistant isn't as helpful as they could be. What do you do at that moment? Fire! No. She needs good wishes. He needs good wishes. So you keep smiling. Don't let the smile go. And it's not artificial. It's real, because it's coming from inside. But you just keep giving good wishes. And of course, another step within all of that is soul to soul is good. But if I can, when I know there's going to be a deeper interaction especially, then I don't want to be alone in that interaction. I want to bring God into the picture. So between me and the other is that point of light, the source. And so my connection with the other is through that being of light. And even where there's been heavy karma, bring the light in between you and the other, and at least no more karma will be generated. And very soon, even the past karma will be settled. So all good wishes for a beautiful day, but also a beautiful life. So that each moment is precious and worthwhile and filled with great joy and love. Carry Baba with you. Carry the feelings and experiences of Madhuban with you. Om Shanti. I heard the screen coming down, so this is a very sweet reminder that there's other things to be done. Om Shanti.